6:48 PM.
Okay. Well, let's come to order. And Slade, would you lead the pledge?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I will offer the invocation. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all the many blessings which we enjoy. We're thankful for this free land where we live in and this special part of that free land. We ask for thy blessings to be with us tonight as we discuss the pertinent matters for the fire board, and that we will be able to speak reasonably and be able to get our points across, and so we can pull our communities together here. We're thankful for everything which we have, and we're thankful for thy Son, and we ask these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Okay.
If I can find my my minutes. Sorry. Let me grab one of these. And if you would, sir, these are the minutes for October that we're approving.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Passes.
Mr. Chair, I also make a motion that we adjust our agenda so that the items that Mark can take care of while Charlie's gone, we go to those items.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second, that. Second.
Let's see. Let me go over monthly accounting. We're 11/12 of the way through the fiscal year. So far, up to the end of October, we've written 18 paper checks, and all but I think one of those, two of them, were for wildland fire. We, our wildland team, when they're on federal property, get paid through contracts with the federal government through Enterprise Fire. They pass on that payroll to us, which is just a pass-through. We don't do 1099s. It's not our, they're not our employees when they're doing that. So we get the money, and then I write them checks for that. So that's all we've done, is just 18 paper checks in 2025 so far. And other than probably some refunds of people that were late on payments and then got billed on their taxes for their property tax, I mean for their standby fee, plus they sent us a check, we'll be writing them a paper check probably to give them their money back. We have, so far in IT, we use Google Mail for our official mail because we're subject to public audit. So if you wanted information from us on a particular conversation, you would put in a grammar request. So we use official encrypted mail for that. And so far to date, we've spent $2,041 for that Google Mail, and it's escalating. We started at $192 in January, and it's now $309, and I'm not sure why that price is escalating.
I think it's because we've added
it's possible, yeah,
more accounts.
More accounts, yeah. We use a special government program on our telephones called FirstNet. It gives us priority and preemption for our telephone calls, with an AT&T is the government vendor for that system. And So we've purchased originally iPhones for 99 cents, which wasn't a deal breaker for us. But we also have certain devices that work inside the fire trucks that amplify the signal. And now we have tablets for each department too that's online. So far our total AT&T bill is $3,581 for the year.
Do all of our chiefs have those? Who has those? So.
Yes, so we have four. We were able to get the tablets from AT&T, I believe, for 99 cents. They're the Samsung Galaxy style, and so those are available for mapping systems inside each unit. They can take it with them. So there's one for each chief. I think we got five or six from it.
Is that the same number of phones we have two out?
I have five official phones, yes.
Five phones. And then
yeah. And then four HPUEs, which is the amplifier for the mobile for data. Two is a new version that was $99 instead of $1,800 on a sale that they started. And that's going to be, I'm working on a portable for that, so we can take that unit in a self-contained pack that uses Milwaukee batteries as its source. So it'll last days, well, forever if you just change the battery out. So I'm working on putting that together right now. For gas bill, we only have two stations that use Enbridge, and that's Central and Brookside. The ambulance company pays for the utilities in Vail, and Gunlock for gas uses propane from Blackburn, and we haven't been serviced since, we haven't needed it since winter last year. So we're at pretty much base rate. I think there's a standing pilot on that and the water heater. So here in Brookside, it's $12.45 for this month, and the one in Central is $17.13. And we have standing pilots in two of the heaters in there, plus I think the dryer might be, and so there's more in there in gas use, but we're just on standby right now. So the winter's a bit more. We have two CDs at Zions Bank. The maturity date on both is the 21st of this month. I've asked the manager to not renew the CDs. Our conversion rate, our return on that is going down each time the Fed lowers interest. Our interest goes down. So we were at an effective 4.2%, I think, now. And it just went down again, what, a week or 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. So it'll probably go down to something like 3.85. We'll get a little bit more if we send these back to our public fund site. So right now we made $776 this year on $25,000. We made $310 on $10,000. So those will be going back into our Zions Bank account, regular checking. And then at the end of the year, when we make sure that all of our expenses are paid, we'll be rolling over excess funds back to our state public investment fund. And their fund managers, they're very aggressive. They're very conservative. And the interest rate for them appears to be just a smidge above what you'll get at almost any bank in the state. And of course it's, you know, I don't know if they're insured, but we go after the state if they lose our money, I guess. So right now we have $96,996 in our public fund account. And we have borrowed $50,000 from our own money to float the money for the grant purchases. That was about $250,000. So that was what we used to float. So we put 25 back already, so we still owe 25 back to us if we wanted to do that. We do need to decide with this budget what our minimums should be for reserve. And PTIF is that vehicle. So that'll be in the budget discussion. Let's see. Sorry. I've finally been able to reconcile every single charge on our company Visa cards. I've been able to wrangle every receipt from everybody that's been charging. And so we're getting Amazon is some of the best prices for office supplies and things, even above Staples or anybody else. And I was able to get a government business account with Amazon, and they gave me a promo rate on Amazon Prime at $9.99 for the year. And it's normally $186 mm-hmm. or something like that. So, yeah, well, I'll take free shipping. So we're also tax-free on that account. So we've got accounting. We spent to date $141,000 total on the credit card. Why we're using the credit card is we get cash back. And depending on what you're getting, 1% or 2% on the item. And so I've got over $2,000 in that cashback account that was unencumbered funds that we can use for, finally, maybe for volunteer appreciation. So that's a good thing, yeah. The budget information we'll go over when Chief Guthrie is here. And let's see.
Item number 9 for the...
Yes. So, the water tender update we kind of talked about already.
Yeah.
We'll be bidding on that on the 25th. I've got 6 others in other places like North Utah, California, Arizona. We don't want to go too far to get these.
No.
And we really need to inspect them or have someone inspect them before we buy them. So the Ford went, the vehicle that we're buying from Kengar Ford up north, that went in to get the emergency equipment installed. Finally, all the parts came in. There was a back order on the emergency lights and such. So those arrived. I talked to the vendor today. I'm hoping to go up Friday and pick up the vehicle. And if I could mention then that also at the same time, I'll be picking up the portable radios that
okay.
we're able to get. So if I can hit that at the same time.
Yes.
The Utah Communications Authority was the prime contractor for the new radio system that went in late last year. They, when they initially signed that contract with Harris, they bought a boatload of licenses and portable radios, mobile radios, accessories. All of those, for the most part, have gone out the door. And I went to reorder on our budget for about 8 portable radios, 16 total for our budget. They're only at our discount was $271. They actually sell for
$3,500. Yeah, that seems like a
racket.
It is.
Yes. So I was able to only order 4, that's not the Motorola, 4 of the Harris's.
Motorola's go for $3,500.
Yeah. So I was only able to order 4, that's all they had left that was in the warehouse, and that's it. So I paid for those already. Then I asked Senator Ipsen, who had helped us before, get designated as a rural community, even though Washington County is not rural. They have five tiers of rurality, so we're a tier two in the county, but tier four gave us this big discount. It was 83% or something. So he was able to talk with the director, and we came to an agreement last week that she would underwrite four more portables and one mobile that we need for the new Explorer. So we shook hands on that, and so we'll have a total of eight radios and portables. We still don't have enough for everybody, but that's certainly better than nothing. Mm-hmm. And the mobile goes for over $5,000 now if you go direct to the Harris rep, and that's just, you can't afford that. That's ridiculous. So thankfully, we've got the one that we need. I was hoping to have it in my hand to install it before it took delivery, but they've got to still order that. So anyway, that's the deal. Hopefully, we'll have the badging done. We'll call, once I know it really will be ready Friday, we'll get the logos and everything installed on it in the next week or two and get it in service. We do have the equipment we need to go in it. We have a new cardiac monitor and a lot of the rescue equipment. We don't yet have, I don't believe we have the CPR device for Central yet. Mm-hmm. But we were able to get everything else that we need. So it's almost ready to go into service. And it'll be up to the chiefs to determine. The thought was when the paramedic or our EMT is committed to being on, remember, we don't pay anybody. If they're going to be home for a three-day holiday weekend, they would take it to their house and respond directly to a medical call. During the week, everybody has jobs, so it's iffy, so it'll probably stay in the department during the week time. But we'll work that out, that policy, once we see what everybody's schedule's like. Let's see, Chief Flores is at the event, so he can cover the Chip Fest. Mm-hmm. The additional radios, number 11 I covered.
Now, 12, is that Gunlock or is that Veo?
Veo is done. Gunlock has that huge gravel down there,
The
2-3 inch river rock smooth, and it's very difficult to walk on and drive on. And so we were looking at what it would cost to pave, and it's so we had the same paving company, the prime company that did Veo this year. They agreed to give us a discount, so that's a really large lot. So from the base to the street would be $16,000, and if we wanted to include the left side where the trailer goes and the UTV, and that's where we charge everything, it would totally be $22,000 instead of $16,000 for the whole thing. So what we have to work out is the trust that owns the property in that area, who we want to make sure that that there's no public benefit issue. I don't know if they're 401k or how that trust. Charlie knows.
Okay, yeah.
So that would be the last item, but I wanted to ask that we consider putting this in the 2026 budget.
Sure.
Because it's, even going down there for a meeting, it's risky to have people walking on that area, and it's tough to get in the rain, get in and out of that, because it's muddy underneath. So it won't take a vote now, but for the budget discussions, I wanted to consider it.
Yeah.
And doing Veo was very beneficial. I'm happy to see that done. We have the money from the bank, from the cashback, that I'd like to recommend. I'd like to do a resolution that we use that money towards a volunteer event in December, so that it's not a budget. I mean, it doesn't come out of our encumbered funds. But we haven't had an appreciation event for volunteers in as long as I can remember. It's been years, 4 years, 5 years?
Been longer than that.
Okay. So that would be, especially since they're not here, if you approve as a board, I volunteered the three chiefs.
There you go. Well, yeah.
To put that on. And so we'd have at least 2,000. Now, we were just blessed to pay for the Zoll cardiac monitor with no extra charge by credit card. So that'll be another, it's not a lot, $240 or $250 in the fund. So we'll have probably around $2,500 to be able to do that. So
I think we can probably get a few folks to, you know, some businesses.
Yeah, to maybe sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's when they're here. They already said yes as the chief. So do you want to do, can I do a...
Yeah, bring both before they...
Make the motion.
Okay. Well, I make a motion that we approve a volunteer appreciation event at a date to be determined in December with the three chiefs finding the location and setting that up. I'd like to know if the board discussion, we had a $500 discretionary charge account for the board that we didn't use this year. If we need it, can we also use that $500? Okay, so it'd be a total of, let's say,
$3,000.
I second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes.
Okay. Veo server training update.
I kind of wanted to have Charlie here because I sent him set up, and he hadn't, last time I talked to him, he hadn't tried it. Basically, we have a remote desktop connection to the server in Veo, so, you know, I'm into the server right now on my laptop using the Wi-Fi here. I just want to see, because everybody can do that. I've got 15 licenses to do that, so we can store stuff on the server. Most of our stuff is done in the cloud, you know, our accounting and all of that. And once they get the, you know, the website all set up.
So what... Well, do you want to table the rest of that discussion until Charlie gets here?
I would like to see if he's okay. I can use it. I want these other guys to get in there and use it.
So the crew just arrived in at the power station, and they're looking at having restored in the next 40
minutes. They were talking about, you know, 2,000 hours.
Yeah.
For power.
We'll see. Okay, so what do we want to work then with Chief Guthrie to?
I want to see. You know, like I say, I've done this, you know, for 40 years, so it's not a big deal for me.
Well, I just want to make sure that we can get at least our basic website up and running in early December. So
that's you know, basically they've got to set up some parameters for the website, and then those guys have consented. I think Tyler's going to be in town for Thanksgiving, and we're going to get together and, you know,
right.
Get it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's...
Oh, for Thanksgiving. Awesome. Not Christmas. He'll be here.
Yeah, he'll be in. You know.
Do you have questions at all on our what we're trying to do for our website? And we paid a consultant to set up web services, including the ability to pay bills online through credit card and that kind of thing. So that's working. That part is working. We're just trying to partition it so that each of the fire departments have their page over the underneath our master district page, So we're trying to get photographs and event information to put on that. Station chiefs reports aren't going to happen. Director D'Amato is on a world tour right now, so she's on an excused absence. She should be back for our December meeting, however. And Director Holt is probably working. I'm not sure. We weren't able to get a hold of him. Have you heard from him?
I haven't.
Okay. His voicemail's full, so...
Yeah. I have the impression that he's not a really digital guy.
And unfortunately...
I saw him at the Halloween party, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but...
Our clerk was supposed to be on a Zoom call that Charlie was supposed to initiate.
Yeah, Paul, you know, they have a daughter that they have to, you know, somebody has to be home with her, so Paula normally stays there while Charlie's here.
So we can wait for that. In the meantime, public discussion. Do you guys have anything for us?
What's the, when you were talking about the CDs and investments and the different accounts, and this is just out of total curiosity.
Sure.
For my own curiosity. Is there a certain amount that the district likes to have invested? What stuff, like, is there, was there a goal with the CDs that didn't quite happen?
There was an introductory higher rate than PTIF when we did that, but we've just let it roll over because the rates are identical right now. But it's time to, as they're going to drop the rates quickly, before this renews. So it was time to bring that back. However, because we're locked in and we would have penalties if we wanted to move it to PTIF in the meantime. It was just a trial. What we were going to try and do is rotate the CDs every 3 months or every month, have something come mature. But it just, at these low rates, it wasn't worth it. When it was up to 6 and 7%, you know, you could smile because you actually got something for it. But it was just a trial balloon to see how much we'd make. Okay. It's kind of disappointing that it's only like $400.
So you were looking to, obviously, withdraw with no penalties, but also like lock-in rates? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, it does lock in.
Yes, PTIF.
How old are the CDs?
Well, they're...
About 6 months.
We've rolled it over, for six months. We keep rolling them over. This time, this November, is the end of the trial. It just, we're not making any more than we would at this point because we've now lost that premium advantage that they had.
And you said one was $25,000 and one was $10,000.
It's the principal
$35,000 in it.
Yeah. No. So that'll go back. We're not allowed to keep. I forget what the legal threshold is, but in your regular checking account, there's a maximum at the end of the year that you're allowed to keep in your working fund. So we'll, and that constantly changes with the legislature.
Yeah.
So our accounting folks will let us know how much we have to roll back to PTIF. It's just a state holding fund. It's just a safety thing. They've been
doing very well on the interest. So.
Yeah, but they're tied to the market, and they're very smart people. I mean, I've seen them drop the rate as soon as the Fed announces that they're thinking about it. They're ready to push the button, and it's drops the next rate in the next day. So we can't really invest in anything that's risky.
Do you have to go through that state sponsored?
We have to have the excess funds that we can't keep in the bank in that state fund for protection. It also is an audit tool so that no district or public entity can abscond with public funds. There's total accountability, and it's very restricted to get in there too. And then asking for transfers takes a physical request for them and a known bank relationship, so there's no monkey business with that. So it works very well to do it. And if we had development fees, say we're building a new fire station somewhere and we had the development fees for the new homes and such going in, that would have to be held there too. I don't know. Well, I guess I can talk to you about our income for the year. I can do that part. So the state has a budget worksheet that has to be sent to the state auditor's office every year in December. So they have a form that we fill out that has the prior year's budget, what we thought we would spend this year, and what our actual expenses are. Since we had the grant for the new rescue vehicle in Vail at the end of 2024, we had to prepay for every item on that grant and then seek reimbursement. We've now completed that. We've also paid in our $25,000 or so. That was the matching fund for that. So it's about $250,000 total. That was for the F-350, the camper shell on top of it, all the radios, equipment, badging, lights for that, plus a Honda UTV for the search and rescue, primarily out at Gunlock. We've already used it. And the trailer that pulls that to extended areas. So all of that with the medical, the CPR device, since it's so far out, we've just spent a little over $250,000 for that total package. We've been reimbursed everything that the state promised us. So that event will be over this year, but it also put us into a higher income bracket, theoretically. So we have certain markers we have to do for audit. So our actual, give me one sec. So for year to date, we're 91% through the year. So as of November 10th, in 2024, our total income from operations after the bills were paid is $65,000. And currently we're at, because of the grant, we're at $157,000. So our income, or our total operating expenses so far, has been $284,000. And our income at 441, but that accounts for that grant money. So that's not real. It's not a permanent thing. It looks great on paper, but unfortunately, it's not permanent. So we're 139% over our prior budget because of the grant. So in looking at 2026 budget, we are very likely going to... Did you have one of these? We'll be back to normal. One of the things that we have to do, the company that we use is called Polaris Methods. They're an accounting firm up north in Utah that services Utah small government entities. And they're perfect for us. And so our past audit tool was line item numbers. And we've been using that for probably, 20 years? It was set up by a CPA firm 20 years ago down in St. George. So each department had their numbers, each operating area, like the building is a different line item than than the vehicle maintenance. So when Polaris took over, their numbering system and the way they capitalize everything is completely different than what we've been doing with a regular bookkeeper for the last 17 years. So this is the year that we're going to cross over from our old system with many, many lines that have not been used, but the codes are there, to the new system with them. So let me give you one of these sheets so you understand. So right now, they're a 500 or 5,000 series for income, 6,000 series for expenses. So we're going to try and crosswalk what we have now onto each one of these. And had Chief Guthrie been here and that TV was modern, we didn't realize that doesn't have a connection. We would show you, we would give you a live demonstration of when you click on one of these, it would expand and show you exactly what that would show. Now this shows our total standby fees for this year. Well, we don't know yet, but right now it's showing a budget amount of $213 under Brookside. And I asked them why there, well, there wasn't a 5110.0 to put it in, but it's for total income for that area. Then current year to date shows which districts had what income. So, for example, Brookside brought in 52,000. Central has always historically been about 50% of the budget, so the fees there were 107,000 this year so far. Gunlock at 16 and Vail at 57, and that's due to the taxable, these aren't taxes, but the property taxable lots that are in each area. So government can't be, there's no assessment fees on a government lot. There's no assessment fees on many of the agriculture lots. And so it's, you know, the greatest population is in Central, and that shows why there's $107,000 there. So the unpaid fees get assessed to the county. They get transferred to the county for the tax roll assessments around September 1st of each year. And unfortunately, Rosemary has that data, and I didn't have access to it. My apologies. I'm thinking it was around 67,000
or 70,000. About $70,000 that we expect to come in.
Right. So every year there's about $70,000, it seems like, that people don't pay for some reason. Some just say, let it go. There's no fee to go on the tax roll that I know of, maybe $10, but... So they just pay it with their taxes and not direct on the bill. So we've had a very good response to our new methods of billing, and we've cleaned up the rolls as best we can. We still have
some issues.
Yeah, still a number, not a great number, less than 100 that I know of properties that people have, their actual mailing address is out of state, or it was to their title company, or, you know, there's some weird stuff with it. So we're still working through those, but we've done a much improved job in 25, and then in 26 we'll do even better than that. We've had some donations. Central had a fundraising event where we had $7,400. Gunlock, we had a donation from an individual for $750 for that was used for medical equipment for the new rescue there. And then Central Park, we're holding in escrow for the residents in Central. They've been trying to get a park for the children there that was promised with money from St. George fees that they charge for people that do the races and things, where they close the road every year. It starts at Central, like last month. And they've never made good on the promise of funding a Central Park. So the moms have gotten together, and until they get their 501c3 set up, we're holding $2,686 of donated money that goes towards that part. So we're just holding that, and it's not available to us to use until they either get their 501 or decide to donate it. So we're looking at, and we got $4,700 in interest from all sources. So that was our income. Our wildland grants, what wasn't passed through for wages during the Pine Valley fire, we were paid $100 a day for the use of the fire department for staging and several other things. So we got $5,000 through BLM or the state for that.
Is Pine Valley part of our district?
Is what?
No.
Pine Valley? No, they're their own.
They're their own district.
Yeah. So they're a special service district, and they have an amazing fire department there. They're highly rated and a very good response group.
Most of them are retired LA firefighters.
Yeah. So we mutual aid each other. So we work closely with Enterprise Fire, Enterprise City Fire. They're our transport agency for ambulance up to Brookside. And then Brookside South to Vail is Gold Cross, and Gunlock is Santa Clara Ivins. That's because that's how the state set it up for their licensing. It's not the best way to do things. We would like Gold Cross
it's
to...
quicker for...
Yeah, 7 minutes for Gold Cross to go down the hill versus 17 or 18 for Santa Clara Ivins. And depends on the traffic and what's going on at the lake. You know, they could be held up just getting through there. So that's, you know, there's politics, I'm sure, with it, and, you know, all we can do is ask to kind of rezone things. But as it is right now, we're functioning under the medical auspices of Dr. Bracken for our EMTs and paramedics.
That's from Enterprise.
Yes. Dr. Bracken is their medical director for the ambulance there. He's the doc that's right there in town. And an amazing guy. So we're fortunate to have him on board, and he's active. He even goes out on the ambulance for calls when he's available. Yeah, he's a blast. So we're really lucky to have him. But he's forward thinking, and I've been over. I'm a nurse practitioner by trade. I've been over in some of the training sessions just to sit in on it, and he's top notch. So we're very lucky. We have a paramedic now in Central that works for Gold Cross. We have EMTs. Chief Guthrie is an advanced EMT. Nate, our captain in Brookside, just got his advanced EMT. And you're...
I'm advanced.
Yeah. So we're fortunate to have these folks living here. And if they're available, they go out. Pine Valley has EMTs. They also have an ambulance, but they don't have a transport license. So they'll come down and help come down the hill until Enterprise gets there. So that's kind of how the system works, but the county does not have any function with doing any firefighting. There's no county fire, no county rescue. They have a search and rescue team, but it's a different setup here. So it's not centralized. Everybody has to pay their own way. And everybody's volunteer except for Enterprise. And
well, Enterprise for the fire, basically they're pretty much they've got a paid chief, but the rest of them are volunteers.
Yeah, that's true.
Down Valley has, they're trying to do a full
they're paid full time with
full time, yeah. And basically you see that our budget, you know, we're talking about, we came through, you know, $450,000. Dameron Valley's budget is like $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Proposed next year's $3 million budget.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, basically, their budget is comparable to what Santa Clara Ivins is, with
their
demographics that don't support it.
How do they raise that money?
Well, their standby fees are much higher than anybody else. It was into the high fours. I think they're they're going to have to be in the fives, but they have less density, less homes. So they're not much different than us at 217. They're in the low twos, so they even pay their shift, you know, full time, so that the folks there have expensive homes and they voted to do that. So they use their equipment, they kind of rent it out during the wildland fire season, and that's how they get supplementary income. At least as far as we know, they've tried various ways of billing and such, but.
And it's equipment that you rent out, not firefighters.
No, there's a team that has to go with it. So there's a wildland crew, generally four, correct?
But the district makes money on the equipment, and then the wildland firefighters are paid. So when you go out there, so essentially the money that the district makes there. Is the equipment money and not the fire. Because they have to pass the fire, just like we do, they pass the fire final money off.
I think they keep part of it, though.
You know what? I think they do. I think
they do. But they're employees as opposed to volunteers.
What keeps the, like, Vail from doing something similar to that?
It's
basically, most of the guys that we have, they have regular jobs. I spent the summer with Diamond Valley. I was an engine boss. So I was out there probably 90 days. I can't do it for the Northwest because I'm on the board, but for them... I can do that, I think for Diamond Valley, we were deployed five times, 14-day assignments, and I think we pulled in at least $500,000.
Sweet.
Some of that is the pay.
Yeah.
And what equipment was that?
We had a Type 3 engine, and I had myself and two guys. And like I said, we went to the five deployments, five different fires. And
I don't know that I've ever seen any numbers. What's the expense versus income? I mean, I know there's a lot more than just
good. The problem is, we're paying about $7,000 for vehicle insurance right now with what we have locally. You've got to pay, as an employee, your crews. So you have to take all their required payout. Their workman's comp would be extremely high based on their actual revenue. Ours are, we don't have pay. So workman's comp still charges us what we would be paying if we had crews times the number of our volunteer hours. So our workman's comp is through the roof this year. It had been less than $1,000, and now they were trying to charge us over $2,500, and I negotiated that down to around $1,700, but. Then you get a surprise bill based on your actual number the next year if those numbers, the guest numbers were wrong. So I wanted
to... Well, you can do pretty well. You know, Enterprise, I went with Enterprise the past couple of years, and I think last year they started their deployments like in February, and I think they did about... $750,000, and they probably netted about $300,000. So
have to be a full time outfit for that. Like they could just do that.
Well, the problem where you can. The problem you gotta have is you gotta have extra equipment, right? Because we can't take our equipment and shovel to California and leave there without protection. And so essentially you have to have a whole set of equipment that is that's its job.
Yeah, you have to have a whole department that's doing that.
Right. So if you have those expenses, right, maintenance and...
You can't show up in your 1940s fire truck. And
no, it has to be...
Well...
But yes and no.
Yeah, you can. If it passes inspection, I've seen some pretty, in the California this year, I saw some interesting outfits.
Did it pass the clean idle?
The one I saw was coming from Oregon, and they had way old radios, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
But at that time, California, Northern California, was desperate because it hadn't, they were expecting an explosion that really never came this year, but you just don't know.
I want to be on the helicopter by to put on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Where are we at right now? Can I, as
I'd say, just go through?
Okay, as part of the budget, I was going to talk to you about insurance. Now that we have paramedic and advanced EMTs, I wanted to make sure that we had the proper malpractice insurance
right.
on board. And so I've been talking to our insurance broker about that, and I'm finding some discrepancies. I think we're a little short on our insurance.
Probably.
So one of the things was our bond, our public official bond, hasn't been updated since 2017. And so the chairman, the clerk, treasurer, and two board members, and they have the wrong city, Salt Lake City. We had that issued in 2017 at $57,000 cap on the bond. And I don't know that that's appropriate.
Well, and that had didn't have any medical stuff in it.
No, not at all. And that's that costs us from Old Republic Surety Company. That's $1,087 a year, which is up this coming month mm-hmm. in December. So I think we have some crossover with our current liability insurance on that. When I first got on the board, last year, I talked to them about it. It was my understanding that they had a group coverage for errors and omissions for every firefighter and the board members for bonding. And so I finally found the policy and printed it out today. My eyes are bleeding from trying to read these 385 pages. However, I'll commit to work with our broker to make sure. They sent me a traveler's surety company for government entity crime coverage that would be the equivalent to the bond, but I think there's some crossover on this.
Yeah, we need to pursue that a little bit.
I'm looking at our vehicle insurance. We have two more vehicles, so the Ford Explorer as far as the 2026 budget, so we'll have a little more expense on that, but the old ambulance that's at Veo that they consider an ambulance that's never been an ambulance for us.
Well, for us it hasn't.
I'd like to see how. I mean, my dream, of course, is to make that a communications vehicle. But besides that, it's worth it for saving the money on it because it's $700 a year, I think, right now. To send that out to auction or. If we're not going to use it, we need to
get rid of it
to stop the bleeding. So right now it's parked, and I have the.
For too long, you can buy that over with just the insurance.
Exactly. So I've reduced the insurance to just public liability right now, because it was $1,000 deductible for total comp and collision, and since we're not driving it, that was goofy. So if you can think for our next meeting what direction we'd like to go with that vehicle, then...
I would say to get rid of it if we're not going to use it.
Okay. I think we could probably swap that for the cost of the... They will not go by mileage, so the water tender, if it only goes 300 miles in a year, it still costs us. It's its use and not its mileage for our purpose, apparently. So it's not like an auto policy. So I'll be getting rates. They gave me a tentative binder to be able to move the Explorer, and then they're on standby to know whether we got the truck or not. So before we go pick that up, it'll be insured. But, if we can get rid of it, then we can start to look at other vendors even for vehicle and liability. Nobody's ever looked at this with UV insurance. It's just been that way because nobody explored any other vendors. So
no.
I'd like to look at three other vendors just to make sure that we're in shape.
Yeah, right.
This $7,000 covers the $1,000 deductible, and on our buildings, it covers those for some liability. But this policy, this risk stuff, this is new, new coverage, and there's caps on losses and things that we really need to look at that we haven't examined before. But honestly, in trying to prep for this meeting for budget, I've called every vendor that I could to see if they're going to raise prices in 2026. And so far, everybody said, no, we're stable, just for the budget purposes. So this is one that's not stable.
So Trump was going to get rid of insurance companies and send us all some money.
Well, that'd be nice. So I'll commit to continue to look at this. Tension on deck. Hey, Chief.
How are we doing?
Good. You look good. We all good down there?
It's all good.
Power back on?
Should be pretty quick.
Okay.
So,
figure out what happened?
Squirrel?
Well, so there was a fuse, I think, somewhere on the west side blew. And then somebody smelled odorant coming out of that plant. It's a plant that odorizes it. And so that's where all the bells almost every started going.
It wasn't the gas, it was just the odorant.
It was just the odorant.
That's behind that plant is the odorizing connection.
Well, it's that building, actually it's the building in front is the odorizer. So you get the main plant and then that building that sits this way.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot. So, heard hissing, and he says, no, that's just gas. That's the demand in St. George. So that's what
happened. Well, when do they get the new line up and running?
So, anyways,
it was ash to see if everything's good.
We didn't do that. So, I kind of figured it wasn't gas. It was probably reactant deodorant. So we just kind of moved back. The ERG says go to 155 meters. We just kind of kept back and waited for Enbridge to get there to give the all clear. And Rocky Mountain was waiting for them to say it was all good to turn the power on. So it's been a nice night sitting in the truck.
And all Rocky Mountain power had to probably slam the fuse back in.
Yeah, I think that's. And they were running to do that when they got the clearance there. So.
Please
tell me we're on 16?
Yeah, actually. we've been through 17, too.
Will you give the opening prayer? Yeah.
I touched on what we're looking at for 2026 as far as trying to match Polaris as accounting method and then... the only major projects that we have on the books is the possibility of paving the driveway. We already talked about that.
Okay.
At Dunlop.
And the two different prices you talked about.
Yes.
Just the apron and then the other one going around the side. Okay.
And then the other thing is for Gunlock Fire, the garage door openers need to be replaced.
That'll be $7,500.
Yes.
So, and then this, we realized tonight, we need to get 4 gas meters for all the engines.
Oh, are they out of?
Well, yeah. So this one, I got from the MSA rep that's not ailing MSA. This is an old demo.
Okay.
So, well, I think we need to get these in every engine.
Yeah, so, for sure. And we need a new emergency light from back there. That's toast.
Okay.
Yeah, I just tried it and it didn't work. So, so other than
probably just change the battery on that and it should be good.
Well, it's not a. I don't think it's an LED, so it really eats through the battery. But anyway, we don't anticipate any new building. Our roofs are good.
We talked about the tender.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We rent. We lease the property in Central from the Forest Service, so we have a lease through 2054, I think. So we're good there, but we maintain the building. Everywhere else in Gunlock, we're on a trust property, correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but it's a trust because the church donated the property to the town. And they have a town hall, and then
yeah.
So
we own the property in Brookside here, and all 4 buildings are owned by us. Same with the property in Vail. So we don't have property tax, of course, and each facility is stable in its envelope, as far as we know. So we'll probably be looking at. Turning over some equipment. This is some really old equipment here. Writing grants for that, for CIB grants in 2026. Because of the federal freeze, this year just didn't work out. So 2026, I'm hoping the flow is back on and the coffers will be full to try and help us on that.
What else?
Well, what I suggest is that maybe we have a work meeting with the board and the chiefs between now and the next December meeting to finalize the budget, because we just, since we have members.
We have to have
members,
that open meeting.
Because we did last
more
year.
Detail.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, if we go with that set amount, that $315,000, that is pretty much what we know we're going to get from standby fees, and you know, work out our operating budget from there, and then we'll be able to do so.
Yeah.
Did you talk at all about we were talking about a thank you?
Yes, we did.
Yep.
And it's approved.
You're in charge.
To $3,000.
Okay.
Yes, you and the two chiefs are.
Okay, and we just got. We're not thinking December, are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see if we can maybe push it off into maybe January or February.
Really?
Well, number one, because Christmas is so busy and so many things, but there's some stuff we'd like to do. So one of the things that we discussed tonight while we're out there at the gas plant. Like, what would be a nice thank you? The thought was
the cruise?
Other than the cruise.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but the bubbles.
Get
some nice Western style belt buckles, and we could even, you know, put their name, put, you know, what station they're with. And,
I thought you used suspenders.
Well, for these, but no, I think we come up with a budget. Wouldn't that be a nice? Wouldn't you like to get that?
I would have a nice budget more than a trinket.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody. Well, in the hatcher coats, we've got those, and those are going to be coming out quick. I don't want to wait on those. But I think a nice buckle that we get them done. I mean, how much do you think it would? I mean, I just, on the Gunlock
there's
buckle.
Several different places. When my kid bought 2 of them to give away his goat rope, and they custom built them. There's a guy in Dameron, cut above, that builds buckles.
Yeah.
That's their business.
I spent $200 on the Gunlock buckle, the Gunlock rodeo buckle.
Yeah.
Ooh. But, you know, we could we do something? something for 40, 45 bucks, that'd be a really nice...
There's probably vendors out there that...
That could do a nice design and put their names on it and such?
Probably.
What do you think?
Someone on Etsy, probably.
Etsy, Beijing, yeah, direct.
No, I just, Chris and I started talking, his eyes kind of lit up, and he's like, man, I really don't have a fuck. It said cheap 161 on it.
Seems like everybody's got one but us. There, so.
Exactly.
We got to earn it.
Yeah, you earned your buckle,
you
yeah.
Buckle. So I'm going to nut and bust.
So anyway, that's the thought. But I just think we could really, if we pushed it off, December is just so full of everything. If we did a thank you in either January or early February, we have better time to plan it, and we could come up with something
better attendance at something like that.
I think so too. It's just there's so much that's crammed into December, you know. So.
Well, while we're on that, so we need to do another motion to...
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we let the chiefs decide when they do it.
I second.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Go for it.
May I suggest, given the short time in December... Can we push the December general meeting with the public hearing for the budget to the 16th instead of the 9th, Tuesday the 16th, so that we've got enough time to work on the report, since we're down two members? I can do the public announcement right away.
You said the 16th?
Yes, sir. Tuesday the 16th.
Should not be a problem.
Other than dentists.
Nope.
What do you all think? That way we can get a work meeting in that first week of December.
Okay.
Because Thanksgiving, it's going to be...
Yeah.
This isn't the time to do it.
Yeah.
And we need Rosemary back. What do you got?
Well... We're going into wrestling season, so it'll be hard for me to tell anyone, but I'll try and make something work. Just as long as it's not like a home duel.
If
it's a home duel, I'm going to be there.
Well, would you, the first week of December, would you be available for a daytime work meeting?
I think so, yeah.
I will try to get a meeting with the Chiefs prior to...
Earlier in the day is better for me.
Okay.
Prior to a work meeting, so that we have a little bit more ducks in a row as far as our wish list for... For 2026,
mm-hmm.
So we know what we want on the budget. We know what we want to,
okay.
What we want to get.
So tentatively, I'd like to make a motion that we change our regular board meeting and the public hearing for the 2026 budget to Tuesday, December 16th at 6:30.
At.
Say again.
AM.
No.
Oh.
No such slide.
Not 6:30. It can't be before that. And that would be at Veo, I believe, is our next rotation.
Yeah.
Okay.
All in favor?
All right.
Okay. Well, then we'll have a TV there that we can...
Yes,
because... We can put the
I think we need to search for...
a new TV.
New
for
monitor for here, yeah.
Yeah.
This can go... Well, it's...
We can do that.
Yeah, that was odd. I think that's all we can do tonight. Do you agree?
I think so.
Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
You don't have to second.
Time is 7:57 p.m. and you're...